Hello, you're listening to the Watchman's Cry News from the Wall and the Issues of Life, the program that visits world events and the issues that affect God's people in these end times.
Through his coming, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. Daniel chapter 8, verse 25.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry News from the Wall in the Issues of Life. I'm Nathan Leal, and the website is watchmanscry.com. And I want to welcome you on this fine day. Donna is going to be joining us. So we are both coming to you in an interesting time period where it's the fourth year where the skies are littered with smoke. Donna, all around us to the west in Washington, all the way to Seattle, the Cascades are burning. You go south through Oregon and California, the forest is burning. You go north into Canada, there's fires burning, pretty bad fires. Donna, you saw the pictures. You showed me a YouTube, actually, and it was eerie, the orange sky.
Yeah.
From Canada, Donna, it was burning like...
The skies were really orange at 2 p.m., the middle of the day.
The earth is travailing, is what it is.
Groaning, yeah.
It groans and travails. Today on this program, we're going to talk about what time it is. So for the people who are wondering what's going on in America, what's going on in the world, we're going to discuss a few things. We also have to address the theater of deception, the production that is taking place, because Operation Deception is in motion, and it's being conducted by the powers of darkness. And the reason it's happening is because God is allowing it. We can go to the book of Revelation, and it says the dragon was given authority, temporary authority, to do what?
To make war with the saints.
To make war with the saints. Thank you, Donna.
That's us.
That's us. And folks, have you noticed the darkness that is coming over the land is bringing with it some inclement weather? And some stowaways. And the stowaways are demons from hell and principalities and oppressive spirits that are wreaking havoc on God's people right now. I would venture to say, Donna, the true remnant of God, those who really, really love God and they know what time it is, at the same time, while they're trying to be vigilant, I would say the majority are going through some hard trials right now. They're being attacked.
But physical trials, emotional trials, financial trials.
Mental trials, Donna.
Yes. The,
ladies and gentlemen, there are demons that have been allowed to be loosed on the earth because of what time it is, who are attacking you and your family and your mental health and your spiritual victory to try to get you to give up.
Yeah, that makes them want to give up on everything. And, you know, they're questioning, does God really love me? Because they see people who aren't walking after Jesus, who are prospering, who seem to be in good health. But that's why the Bible warns us that in the last days, he will be given power to make war against us. It's a war. And he's only attacking those that belong to Jesus. So if you are under attack, it's because you are in Jesus.
Amen. And I want to encourage our listeners with that information. Folks, the devil hates your guts. He hates that you love the Lord. He hates that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He hates that you have been redeemed and that Jesus died for you. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that you are a godly person, a God-fearing mother or father or grandparent or individual who is walking with Christ. He doesn't like that. And this situation has not been talked about. It has not been discussed. It has not been addressed. God's people have not been warned that this was coming, Donna. They haven't, because the narrative and the expectations of how the end times is supposed to play out, while it does have some key information and facts that we can see happening, and the end result will be Jesus comes back, but some of the smaller details of how it's going to play out have omitted the spiritual battle that is going to be taking place in the end times. And our listeners are going through spiritual battles right now. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to encourage you. Donna and I are here to encourage you and let you know that you're not alone. You're not the only one that's being attacked by this. I know in the spirit. I have sensed it in the spirit. We have seen how these demon creatures show up and they will attack at any moment. Out of the blue, you can be anywhere and they will attack you in ways that they haven't done before. But the attack has to do with bringing oppression. They try to bring sadness. They try to bring a sense of, why bother? It's all for naught. I'm wasting my time. Am I crazy? You know, some people, Donna, they know, they see what's going on, but then at the same time, they go to the internet and they hear from some of the other quote-unquote watchmen or radio show personalities or preachers, etc., who are painting an entirely different narrative that does not include spiritual battles and attacks from the enemy. They're painting a narrative of everything's great, and it's confusing people. But I want to move forward. And in this program, back to what I was saying at the beginning, there's a lot going on, and I want to cover some of the biggest concerns that I am weighing right now and some of the biggest concerns that are going to be facing all of us. There are things developing, and based on the outcome of these developing events, America is going to go in a certain direction. And based on the direction that America goes, it's going to affect all of us. It's going to affect the whole world, actually. So the developments happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, need to be a concern of God's remnant. And I want to talk about this because I want to give a heads up to our listeners so that they can know what to expect. Because some things are coming and they are not good. Donna, we're talking about war. We're talking about death. We're talking about mayhem, chaos, a crash of the economy, a crash of the world economy. It can play out in a variety of ways, but the perfect storm is developing right now, ladies and gentlemen.
And we don't mean that in the QAnon way. We mean that in a biblical way.
Which is going to be a part of Bible prophecy. Now, as we move forward in this program, I'm going to share some things. And everything that I share can be cited. There's proof for it. There's facts that back it up. I'm not going to just throw out some empty words and feel-good words that are pretend, like our confused colleagues out there are doing. You know, Trump is making America great, and they say it. America's great now, but what is there to back it up? There's nothing to back it up, and we're going to talk about that, but I want to say this. If you happen to be a Trump supporter and a friend of you asked you to listen to this program, hey, you got to listen to Nathan and Donna, Watchman's Cry, check out what they're doing. They are this, this, and this. And then if you have been told that and told to listen, I want to challenge you to please, if you can, listen to the whole program and pray about what we have to share. Because if some of you are on the fence with Trump, and I know some of you are, you can't be on the fence with Trump. There is no fence. You either are on one side or are on the other. And the reason I say that is because being on the fence means that you don't know all the facts, or you might be unaware of some of the truths out there, or someone's lying to you. And you can't operate in lies, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot make a decision based on false information. So I want to encourage this. What the people of God who care about the truth must do is to fact check things that they hear, and then adjust your life and your thinking accordingly. My friend, if you're a believer, as a believer, our job is to seek the truth, not political bias. And we're not supposed to seek party affiliation over truth and over the Bible. Are we, Donna?
No, we are never. Jesus should always come first, and his word should always come first. When Jesus returns, he's not coming back for Americans. He's coming back for believers.
He's coming back for his bride, and the bride comes in all colors, from all nations, and they speak all the languages. It's not just America. And You know what? Jesus is coming back for some darkies and brown people.
Hallelujah. Donna. Amen.
Nathan, that's offensive. Well, I got the email from someone. They were griping me out, saying that I'm on the side of darkies, and I just want the darkies, quote unquote. True story, folks.
Several people have actually said that to us, one was an email, yes.
You just want the darkies to take over America. And you need to go away, Nathan. You need to shut up. You need to disappear. Some people want us to die.
And this is a person who says he's a Christian. Yes. You have to realize this is not a secular person. We don't have a lot of secular listeners. This was a person who said they were a Christian.
It's amazing. So you find out who your friends are. You find out what the truth is. You find out what's inside of people when you open them up and look. Or when the pressure builds and it starts coming out of their pores. Then you find out what's inside. So what comes out of us when we get squeezed? When a Christian is squeezed, what comes out? When a Trump supporter is squeezed, what comes out?
Well, I've discovered what that is.
We have discovered what it is. When Trump is squeezed, what comes out? When people go to the rallies, what comes out? It's fruit. This is about fruit, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about political bias. And Donna, I know some people hate our guts. They hate Watchman's Cry because since Trump showed up on the map, on the radar, we took it to God. I sought God, and then God gave us the truth. He revealed to us what this was. He revealed to us how this was going to play out years ago. So we talked about it then, that we don't trust this man. And then we saw the fake prophecies about him come out. Mm-hmm. And then we saw these preachers, Liberty University, what's his name, Falwell Jr., mm-hmm. started defending him. And all these mainstream guys started defending him. And before you know it, there's a gap. Now there's two camps in the American church. You have the evangelicals who love him and believe. They believe that he has been sent by God. He's God's man. He's special. He's here. He's been sent to do some amazing things.
To bring America into a theocracy.
And then there's the others who are the camp we're from. We're not following the writings and the proclamations and the prophecies of these self-appointed NAR clerics who are out there. I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to throw down my Bible and listen to a NAR cleric.
No.
So we have two camps now, and the people in the other camp have become pretty upset that I am constantly revealing and shining the light on this great deception, this fraudulent
delusion
that's taking place in the church right now. They hate it when we do that. But the amazing thing is we present fact after fact after fact on Facebook, on our website, in emails. We talk about it on these programs. I've gone to other programs and shared fact after fact. And the people in Trump camp, Donna, they're not all bad folks. There's a lot of good folks that they're being misled. And it's sad because they're being taken advantage of. And it's sad because we know what the truth is. We see the truth. But they, you know, is it because the family's going in that direction? So they're just going along with it? Is it just the momentum swept them away and they got caught up in the Trump train? Or
it's easier to go with it than to go against it.
Well, of course, because then people hate you.
But they're also being fed these fables where Trump is now somehow Cyrus, which you did a show on that, proving that Trump cannot be Cyrus. But also David, because David sinned. And we know David did sin. And look, Trump has sin in his past, but you know, God can still use him because God used David, but they completely leave out how God punished David. And he was punished greatly.
Hold that thought, Donna. We're going to talk about that in a second. Before we move any further, though, ladies and gentlemen, if you appreciate this ministry and the rarity of our message and the validity of this ministry, if you appreciate that we're bringing truth, we need your support and we depend on your support. So take it to God. But if some of you are benefiting from this, and I know a lot of people are, Donna, some of our listeners want to support the truth. So ladies and gentlemen, we have 10 years of fruit to prove that we bring you the truth. We have 10 years of fruit that proves that the message of Watchman's Cry is about the soul and the spirit of man. It's about salvation. It's about repentance. The bottom line of all of this is to be ready for the return of Jesus and to be able to endure while we're waiting, but endure with vigilance and wisdom. That's what we bring. So if you appreciate that,
then we really appreciate your support.
Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website at watchmanscry.com. And there's a link at the very, very top. It says support us, or to the side. It says support us. And you can contact us there to do that. So with that said, let's move forward. Now, as I stated a moment ago, there's a lot going on. Donna, there is so much going on. This week that we just came out of has been the worst week for the White House. It's been the worst week for President Trump because, you know, it says in the Bible, your sins will find you out.
They always do.
You can
do.
Be sure
yes.
Your sins will find you out, and what's been hidden in the darkness will come to the light. God will not be mocked, and he's not going to be mocked, and God is proving that. Because right now he's bringing to the light the information and the proof that what we have been told by Donald Trump for the past 2 years has been a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, if you support Donald Trump and you don't question what he says because you weren't sure, or you said, I don't know, there's no proof, it's hard to imagine, or you excuse it, or you sidestep it, or whatever the reason is that it's being ignored, God doesn't ignore bad behavior.
No, not even in his own.
We can go to the Bible and find account after account where his servants, when they crossed the line in their behavior, God brought judgment. He put a stop to them, or he just got rid of them. And this goes for servants who followed God, like David or Moses. And it also goes for people that God used who didn't really follow him in their lives, but God still used them, like Nebuchadnezzar or Pharaoh. God judged Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar was used by God to punish Israel. God used Babylon to be the hammer, the belt, to spank Israel.
Take
him behind the woodshed for 70 years. He used Nebuchadnezzar. But then Nebuchadnezzar one day is out on the, the balcony looking over the kingdom, and he says to himself, look at what I've done. Me. Look what I did. And God said, nope, okay, you're done. You're out of here. And he made him go nuts and crazy for 7 years. We know the account. God did not put up with his arrogance.
Because he bragged on himself.
Nebuchadnezzar was then punished. We can look at Pharaoh, hardened heart. His kingdom was destroyed. He lost it all.
His son died.
We can look at King Saul. When Saul went to the witch of Endor, you're done, Saul. And God punished Saul. We can look at David. And you brought him up, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say that Trump is a David.
Because David had an affair with Bathsheba.
And it's amazing that people will actually equate Trump with David. Trump's like a heart of David. One of those NAR guys said that on one of those shows, Donna, the Watchmen programs out there. Trump has a heart of David.
But I've heard listeners say that, how dare you judge Trump? You would judge David also. I had people tell me that.
Okay, well, God judged David. And when David finally got in trouble and Nathan showed up after a year of him being out of fellowship, what was the punishment for David? God said, what you did in secret is going to be done in the light in your children. And then it happened. David's son raped his half-sister. So rape happened because of what David did with Bathsheba. Rape. So that's not God excusing it. And then on top of that, David murdered Uriah. So God allowed David's firstborn to die. Absalom, my Absalom, tried to take over the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So he lost his firstborn son. Also, when Nathan showed up, the baby died.
Yes.
Got sick and died. So now he lost another child. So he has a daughter who gets raped. He has a son, Absalom, who by his hair gets caught and he gets killed. And then you have his other baby who died. So that's three children.
And this stuff happened after David fell on his face and repented to God with his whole heart.
So when people try to say, well, Trump is like David, or you're judging, or how dare you and all this, God is very clear. He will not be mocked. And none of us are allowed to excuse unrighteousness. We cannot excuse this belligerent, horrible behavior, and then throw in the footnote or the excuse that, well, he's God's man. Because see, when people argue with us on Facebook, Donna, they attack. You know God has a plan? And that's the other one. God has a plan. God had a plan for David, but God still did all those things to David. Or David.
And Samson died. He was blinded and he died because he did what God told him not to do.
Samson, I mean, we can go over example after example. Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land because he disobeyed God.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this over and over. God will not be mocked. Doesn't matter who they are.
But these NAR prophets are twisting God's word to have no consequence. So they're saying that this man is a great man. He's boastful and he's proud. He's the man for the hour. But there's no consequence to his boastfulness, his lying, his cheating, his sexual affairs with women that he's not married to. There's never been a consequence. There's always consequence in scripture.
Well, it's interesting the way that the Trump surrogates are dealing with this. Some of them, what you mentioned was the one saying, it might be true Trump does all that, but he's God's man. Or quit judging, or quit throwing rocks. Him without sin, cast the first stone. So they acknowledge that Trump's bad, but then they basically say, but shut up about it. I don't want to hear about that. Well, why? Well, because God has a plan for him. I didn't vote for a pastor. I have more money in my wallet than I've ever had. So they're excusing Trump's bad behavior because they have $17 extra a week in their wallet.
And a $500 savings account.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way to try to talk about this without stepping on some toes. But this is the truth. When we look at the Bible and we look at prophecy, Donna, I've been doing this. I have made it a point to examine the present attitude that people have toward Donald Trump. And I'm looking into the Bible to see, are there verses, prophecies that predict that people would behave in this manner in the end times? And guess what? When we do that, we find it. When we look in the Bible, we find one of the downfalls of End Time Mystery Babylon, which is America, is that Babylon will be prosperous. And it says the Antichrist, the little horn, will destroy with prosperity.
With prosperity.
I can find the Antichrist in Isaiah. I find him in Jeremiah, Daniel, Revelation, as well as in the New Testament. And over, when we look at the description of the Antichrist, I see Donald Trump. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the record, I am not saying that I believe that Donald Trump for sure is the guy, for sure, no doubt about it. But what I am saying is that I have, at any given time over the past 35 years, depending on what year it is, I have placed candidates on the table. And then if they go away, we take them off the table. Right now, Donald Trump is on the table as the candidate the number one candidate. And when we look at his behavior and compare it to what we find as the profile resume of the Antichrist, Littlehorn, Trump fits it perfect. He fits it so closely that it's amazing. The constant, never-ending bragging, magnifying himself. He's better than everybody. No one can do it like him.
Nobody can do it like me. Nobody. Nobody can do it like me. Honestly.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Because nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the uranium that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
And you know,
wasn't that Satan's crime? I'm the best. I should be God because I'm the best.
That was Satan's crime. Yes. Satan said, I am. I can be like him. During the Republican National Convention, Trump looked into the camera and they made his head real super big. And he said, I am your voice.
I am your voice.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
They asked him 2 days ago, are you worried about getting impeached? And he said, no, why not? Because if I got impeached, everyone would be poor.
You know, I guess it says something like high crimes and all. I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job. I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor. Because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe in reverse.
Because I have this, and he pointed to his head. I'm smart. This country cannot make it without me. That is sheer arrogance. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Trump supporter, the amount of bragging that Donald, I mean, there's a lot more. The adulterer, the hate, the bullying, the payoffs, the corruption.
But the ego of Trump trumps it all.
His ego is unmatched in history. I cannot imagine anyone, or I've never heard of anyone, with an ego like his. Never.
With
never.
No humility in any way.
And the amazing thing, Donna, is when we look at the scriptures, when God punished Nebuchadnezzar and made him go crazy, it was because he was full of himself. He was arrogant. God said, nope. When Satan tried to do it, God said, nope. When, let's go down the list. When Herod was given a speech and they said, oh, these are the words of a God. And he said, you know, I kind of am. I'm kind of good at that. God said, no. Hey, worms, move into his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And the worms ate his stomach out. Herod.
Yeah.
We look in Proverbs 6, there are six things, no, seven that the Lord hates.
But number one is pride. God hates pride. He lowers the pride and raises the humble, and there is no humility in this man.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall be stepped on by Trump supporters and Trump because they're weak.
Well, and people brag about that as if we need a man like this with his ego because that's what we need right now. Where in the Bible does it ever say that we need that? I cannot find that in scripture anywhere.
It's not in the Bible. That's how Satan behaves. So for the Trump supporters out there who are mad at me for talking about this, I have this to ask you, my friend. If anyone that you knew, any acquaintance or family member, whether it was your children or your spouse or an in-law, boss, coworker, whoever.
Child.
Who behaved in such a braggadocial manner, like Trump does, arrogant manner, thinks they know everything. No, it's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn. That's the kid we warn our children about, Donna.
That's the child we spank our children if they try to emulate them.
So if our children tried to behave that way, and then we were punishing them, can you imagine the children or whoever it was, if we're confronting them, can you imagine if they said, well, would you rather have Charles Manson as your son then? Because he's worse than me. Or would you rather have Hitler as your son? What, would you rather have little Bobby Sue down the street? Because she's pretty nasty. Would you rather have her? Who would do that to divert and point to someone else worse?
And what parent would tolerate it?
When we share these things that are going on and the evil that Trump does, then we're hit with emails, Facebook messages, forum messages. It goes on and on, Donna. Private messages. Well, would you rather have Hillary? Would you rather have Obama? They were worse. So instead of addressing and validating that, wow, there's a train wreck in front of me, they would rather talk about the Titanic. This car got hit by a train and there's dead people, but the Titanic was worse. So
it goes right back to shut up because we don't want to know the truth. That's what they're saying. You don't talk about it because we don't want to know.
We are in such a mess, ladies and gentlemen, and we got here because the church slept. The church sat on their hands. The church looked the other way. And unfortunately, a lot of those evangelicals are frauds and imposters. They're not even Christians, Donna. We have posted continually the facts. And when we do post the facts, because we're trying to wake up God's people. We're trying to warn God's people. We're trying to continue the instruction from God to be vigilant. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of Herod and the Pharisees. That's what we're doing. So when we share it, for some reason, they come out. The shills, the trolls, and they will come in and they start cussing you out, cussing me out, griping us out. He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And then they finish it with a signature.
With
a
F-O.
F all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go to their page and it has...
Their foulness is just...
Now, if anyone doesn't believe me, if anyone is hearing my words right now and you don't believe me, go to my Facebook page.
And look at the people that say these nasty things.
I put up, it was when Omarosa was called a dog. Mm-hmm. And I did it in satire. I said, okay, no one is allowed to criticize Trump anymore because he's the guy. And then here they came in. I didn't delete them. I left them up so everyone can see. Well, I take that back. Some people I had to get rid of. It was just horrible. Some of the things they were doing.
But this is part and parcel to people who are basically telling us to shut up. They're foul.
Well, one did tell me to shut up. He said, so I guess you would have rather had Hillary, so you need to just shut up.
And they say, shut the F up. It is unbelievable to me that you go to their page and there's a picture of a cross or their children praying at their dinner table. And these are the words that come out of their mouth because they don't want you talking about who? Jesus? No, we're not talking bad about Jesus. Not God. Not anyone from the Bible. We're talking about stuff that Donald Trump has actually done. This is their response. So who is their God?
Donald Trump's their God. They worship Donald Trump because if they get that upset and angry, he's an idol. He is their little golden calf. Nathan, how dare you say that? Well, folks, what else is it?
And we got here because we have a nation of Christianity in America that really wants prosperity gospel to be true. They want to get things from God. They want to receive things. It's a sign of blessing to have money and finances.
And you can look at the prophecies about Babylon being ruled and controlled and driven by sorcerers, the clerics, the false prophets. He says it, Donna.
Saul. Saul was led by the clerics and the sorcerers.
So yeah, Mark Taylor's, he's leading people astray. America's best days are ahead. Now, that may or may not be true depending on who you're talking to. But if we look at actual facts, what gauges a country to be great? What makes a nation great? Prosperity?
Because we can be quite prosperous, but we can have an entire generation of children who are lost to Satan because we have confused them about their gender. That is not a great America. We have abortion. It's not slowed down. It's just as big as it's always been. That is not slowing down. Is that how America is great? Because we have abortion. We take children from their mothers when we don't like how they tried to get asylum in this nation. Is that the great thing? What about the vets on the street or the vets who cannot get medical care that was promised to them when they left the military? Is that a great nation? Elderly who can't afford to eat because they have to pay for their meds that cost so much that there's no money left over for food. Is that a great America? What are you gauging America's greatness by? The stock market? The stock market is only high because of stock buybacks. Stock buybacks are a Ponzi scheme and it will fall. America is not great. The stock market is not high because there's many jobs.
Donna, let's talk about that for a moment. You brought that up. You know, Trump is saying that the stock market is greater than it's ever been because of me.
Every day for the last long period of days, the stock market, meaning companies, have been hitting new highs.
The stock market has gained almost $3 trillion in value since the election on November 8th.
However, when you look at the charts, the present bull market, they said, is in the longest run in history, which started after the 08 crash. We saw the bank bailout, the TARP bailout, and they lowered interest rates. And, you know, this is the biggest, you brought up Ponzi scheme. You're so right, Donna. This is the biggest scam. They lowered interest rates and all the CEOs, the corporations, took advantage of low interest rates and bought a bunch of bonds, junk bonds, debtor bonds, and they took that money and they went to Wall Street and bought back
their own stock,
their outstanding stock from private owners, and they brought it in under their own basket of ownership, which then they would buy back their stocks and then eliminate those stocks, which has an effect of raising the value of the company. So these companies, for the last 10 years since the crash, Donna, have been doing stock buybacks. And if you look at the chart, ladies and gentlemen, look at the chart of the stock market. It's climbing steady. It's been going on for 10 years. It didn't just start in 2016 or when Trump was inaugurated. So when Donald Trump tries to say that he has the biggest recovery in history, that's not true. That's right there. That's just not true. You can confirm that it's not true. And when he lies constantly about his record, you know, he had the most of this, the most votes of that. He's the most popular. He's more popular than Abraham Lincoln.
He has better poll numbers than Abraham Lincoln.
Well, who says that, first of all?
They did not have polls during Abraham Lincoln's time.
Well, I was going to say, Donna, what kind of immaturity has to even say those words?
Why would you brag about yourself? That would be like me saying, you know, I have better clothes than Laura Ingalls Wilder ever did. And?
Donna, some of the people out there are public school educated. They might not know who Laura Ingalls is. So would you please?
She is from Little House on the Prairie. She's
okay,
the author and the star.
The little girl. Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You can't go back to that time period and compare yourself. But why would you? I mean, why would you?
You're right, Donna. You're right. So where were we? Oh, this last week, the truth has been coming out that when Donald Trump was saying, going back 2 years ago, when he was asked, is it true that what Stormy Daniels was saying, these women who said you paid them off, he would yell into the microphone and then he'd go to his rallies and say, that's a witch hunt. It's fake news. How dare Mueller do that? He's being partisan. He's biased. It's the Democrats. It's Obama. It's Hillary. It's not me. He came up with all these things. And so his listeners, Donna, his followers, read his tweets. And it comes out every day when he throws his lying tweets out. Mm-hmm. Turns out now that he was lying the whole time. He did pay off Stormy Daniels because Michael Cohen has admitted in court and has shown the actual paperwork. Donna, they have the paper. They have the receipts. They have the audio of Trump talking about it. He did pay off Stormy Daniels and he did pay off Karen McDougal, the Playboy True. Playmate. And one of the methods that was used to pay off these girls and make them silent, they used contracts with, for example, Karen McDougal. She sold her story to the National Enquirer, who is run by Mr. And he has a funny name, right, Donna?
Mr. Pecker.
Yeah, Mr. Pecker. Mm-hmm. He runs the National Enquirer.
He used to run a magazine just about Trump.
He has been behind Trump for years, for decades, to help shape who Donald Trump is. And during the campaign, he put out repeatedly false story after false story about Trump's opposition.
About Ted Cruz, about Hillary,
about Clinton, about Obama, and then did stories that praised him. And it was very, very clever because when you think about it, every American needs to buy milk and eggs.
Yes.
So right there at the checkout is a National Enquirer next to the other rags.
Yeah.
And the Enquirer every week had another story that was saying things about Hillary. Every week during the election. Now, let me give a side note. I did not want Hillary to be the president. Her and Bill were horrible people. There's a body count behind them. There's a trail of dead people and all this. So Hillary is not the answer. I'm not saying she is, but...
But you don't need to lie to prove that. You can just state the facts. The facts prove she was unfit for office.
Right. But during the election, the National Enquirer photoshopped pictures of her. She gained 100 pounds. And they would put a picture of her on Photoshop, like the Crypt Keeper, and her face is half melted. They did that.
Yes.
They threw out the story that Ted Cruz's dad, Rafael Cruz, killed JFK. That was Stone, Roger Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But every week they had a different story. Hillary's about to die. Hillary has Alzheimer's. Hillary has Parkinson's. Hillary has pneumonia. She won't make it. She's sick. And then they did the same thing about Obama, about Bill Clinton weighs 90 pounds, 100 pounds. He's about to die. He has AIDS. There were lies, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, I'm not defending Hillary, but I do defend the truth. And to make up stories and just publish them and then throw them out there to influence. And by the way, that's what this did. Cohen admitted that Trump okayed and had meetings. He okayed stories. He would approve the stories that were going to come out on the Inquirer every week. He met with Packer in his office in Trump Tower, and they would plan out the dirt, the fake stories about Hillary or Obama.
And then Trump went so far as to say that the Inquirer deserved a Pulitzer Prize for breaking the Cruz story that Cruz's father helped kill JFK.
Trump said that, yeah, they deserved a Pulitzer.
Is point out the fact that on the cover of the National Enquirer, there's a picture of him and crazy Lee Harvey Oswald having breakfast. I had nothing to do with it. This was a magazine that, frankly, in many respects, should be very respected. They got O.J., they got Edwards, they got this. If that was the New York Times, they would have gotten Pulitzer Prizes for their reporting.
There is clearly collusion there.
Well, that's not Russia, though. That's just smart strategizing.
We haven't even got to the Russia stuff yet.
Oh, there's Russia stuff. There's betrayal. There's bribery. There's payoffs. There's extortion. Trump acts like a mob boss. He operates like a mob boss because that's how he ran his empire. He has money laundering. He has tax fraud. He has payoffs. The list goes on. Donald Trump has a trail of dirt that if it was on anyone else, they would be gone by now.
Well, Christians would be crying, hang him. If it were Bill Clinton, if this were Bill Clinton has a ton of dirt. But if this was this easy, obvious dirt was right there on the surface that you could skim it off and throw it at him, Bill Clinton would have been hung.
He would have. But if they don't hear the facts from Fox News or the tweets or The Hill or Drudge, then they say it's fake because it's coming from a different news source. However, the other news sources are actually being patriotic and doing their diligence by bringing the truth, whether it's CNN or MSNBC or RT News or whoever. If they have a camera on Trump at a rally or at a meeting, all they do is turn on the camera and film Trump talking.
And then
they air the footage. Mm-hmm. That's not fake news. It's all it is a report on what Trump said, and then they're airing it. You know, some people say, well, it came from CNN, so I don't believe it. But it's Trump proving that he's...
If a newspaper is worthy enough to listen to when they break the scandal that priests are having had sex with children. But now that Trump is in office, so they were valid then when all brought out.
The spotlight did that. I think it was
the spotlight. Yeah. But now if we use the spotlight to expose Trump, that's a liberal rag. We can't believe anything they say.
You know, it's amazing the hypocrisy that's coming from some of them because they talk about America being great. So America then in their eyes is something that needs to be elevated and protected and salvaged, etc., which also means that the America that they're talking about has to have its constitution intact, and no politician better try to step on the constitution or trample on it because it's valuable, like the Second Amendment, right? But for some reason, these same people who say this, Donna, are listening to Trump when Trump tramples on the First Amendment, the freedom of speech and freedom of the press. He has placed doubt in the minds of his followers. He said there's a segment of the media that are enemies of America. That's just absurd because the people he's pointing fingers at are the ones that are actually letting us know the truth. They're breaking stories that proves all of this mess that he's doing is actually true. When Trump was claiming 2 years ago that he didn't do that, that's fake news. I didn't have those women. I didn't pay off anyone. And now this week,
it's a proven fact.
It's come out that he did it. And then he was interviewed on Fox News. And Fox News asked him, did you know about the payoffs? And he said, well, I didn't know about them until after they happened. So it's interesting that Fox News let him say that. But they didn't say, Mr. President, I have a question. Didn't you deny that this was even a thing for the last 2 years? Haven't you been saying this accusation against you is all fake news and it's a lie? And didn't you say that Karen McDougal's a liar? Didn't you say that Stormy Daniels is a liar? None of that happened. But now you're saying it did happen and the payoff did happen, but you didn't know about it. So now the story's changed. Why didn't they question him on that? Why didn't they hold him accountable? Because they don't, Donna. That shows that they are a bunch of Fox News. They're a bunch of Trump surrogates. They are part of the propaganda machine.
They're his mouthpiece.
They're the Joseph Goebbels. They're Hitler's Goebbels of the Ministry of Propaganda. That's Fox News. Sean Hannity is a liar himself, and he'll get there and make up stuff and deny the truth. And then the people who know the truth, they try to make you feel stupid for knowing the truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, evangelicals who are following Trump right now are being made fools of. So if you're a Trump follower and you won't question what he's saying, but now it's come out that he was lying to you, does that not bother you, my friend? Does it not bother you that you're being made a fool of? That they think you're too stupid to look it up for yourself. They think you're too ignorant to fact check. They think that you don't care about the truth because he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and you're going to follow him because he said so. He said nothing he does will make you quit following him. So he's insulting your righteousness. He's insulting your knowledge of God's word if you happen to be a follower who doesn't question him. I'm sorry to have to say it that blunt, but Donna, the world is watching.
The world is judging all of Christendom on how evangelicals are falling on their faces around Donald Trump and believing every tweet he says when they are so easily proven to be lies. The world is judging us. And I always wondered how we get to the point in this world where the world would hate Christians so much that they would want to see us dead. And now I understand it. Because we have forsook the truth, not we, all of us, but a lot of evangelicals have forsaken the truth for a lie. They promote the lie. They defend the lie. They walk all over the truth as if it doesn't even matter. And they spit in the faces of everybody who disagrees with them.
Well, this is fulfilling prophecy. By the way, I was going to get to some of that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible reveals this. What we're witnessing right now with a large portion of the evangelicals, and I heard that it's 80% who do not question Trump and they accept him. The Bible talks about in Jeremiah and in all those other verses that I just mentioned that the Antichrist will have a spell over the citizens of Babylon and he will lead them astray. And it says he will destroy them wonderfully with prosperity.
Through his coming, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. Daniel chapter 8, verse 25.
With prosperity.
Isaiah 47 is about Babylon's judgment, how God's going to bring them down. He's going to judge them. But he talks about the attitude of Babylon.
Okay.
47:1, come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne. So Babylon thought that they had a throne. They thought they were the greatest thing in the world. But God said, no, you're going to sit on the ground and I'm going to judge you. So that it goes into describing the attitude of Babylon. Verse 5, sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans. We are in darkness right now. No longer will you be called the Lady of Kingdoms. That's the attitude of America. We are great. Make America great. In verse 7, it says, God is talking to him. And you said, I shall be a lady forever. A lady forever. In other words, I'm always going to be here. I sit as a queen. I will never see sorrow. That's the attitude that we read in Scripture. That's the attitude we have right now. By the way, side note, if Trump is making America great and he's going to solve everything, he just signed a bill adding $1 trillion to our debt. He campaigned on reducing the debt, but his budget added $1 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, for your kids to pay. Now, Donna, look at verse 8.
Isaiah 47, verse 8 says, therefore, hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me.
Whoa, hold on a second.
Let me tell you, the one that matters is me. I'm the only one that matters.
There is no one besides me. Trump says that.
I'm the only one that matters.
Okay, keep going.
I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children, but these two things shall come to you. In a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon you in their fullness because of the multitude of your sorceries, for the great abundance of your enchantments. For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one else beside me. Therefore, evil shall come upon you, and you shall not know from where it arises. And trouble shall fall upon you. You will not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know.
Okay, so You know, when we look, this is Babylon. This is end time Babylon. And I believe Babylon's America, ladies and gentlemen. So this is talking about us. It's saying that there's confusion, that the clerics are out there spreading their lies, and the people are trusting in their wealth, in their pleasure. That's not an accident. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to stress that I am not saying that Hillary would have been better or Obama would have been better, because I don't think there's anyone on earth that, okay, I'm going to say something here that's going to sound weird. If this is Bible prophecy, like I suspect it may be, then that means that Trump had to be elected and be placed in there by God. And when people say, well, Trump's God's man, so leave him alone, they are not looking at the big picture. What if Trump was placed in there by God so that God could then find out what's in the hearts of men? And I do believe that's what we're finding right now, because it's coming to the surface. The pus is coming out of so many people to see where their hearts truly are, what is the most important to them. If you try to take away their pleasure or their prosperity, would they still follow Trump? Now, the evangelicals and the NAR sect of the church in America placed him into office. And if I am correct, if my suspicions are true, that Trump turns out to be the little horn, then, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very, very concerned. This is something that should, in the natural, terrify every one of you that are listening. If you're not at the right place with God, if you're not at the right condition spiritually with God, and if Trump is the Antichrist, that means we are way late in the timeline. That means that the clock is ticking. It means there's a countdown. It means that eventually an eruption's coming. And it means that the seals are going to start getting broken. It means that the things that we have read about in the Bible that are scary are going to start happening. But they're going to be happening while Trump is tweeting, it's not my fault, it's Obama's fault, it's Hillary's fault, I have to do this, it's for the best. So prophecy will be happening, revelation will be happening, the words of Jesus in Matthew 24 will be happening while Trump is tweeting that it's supposed to happen and it's okay, and the church will be defending the things happening. So this is why it's terrifying, because the church is digging their own snare. The church is digging their own graves, their own trenches, because if Trump is the little horn, now folks, please hear what I'm saying right here. If Trump is the little horn, we can look in Daniel chapter 11 and see what he's going to do to the church. Because it says at first, he comes to power with a small number of people with intrigue. People will wonder about him. He will magnify himself. But then it mentions his allies. It mentions them several times, and it says it is those who act wickedly against the covenant. The false Christians, Donna. The NAR imposters. The chaff.
Yes.
Those who act wickedly against the covenant.
The goats
are the ones who put him in power, first of all. But then, over the course of months or days, they're going to counsel him, and then at some point, he's not going to like their counsel, and he's going to turn on them, because something's going to go awry. Something's going to go wrong with the way things are playing out, and it tells us he's going to be enraged, and he's going to start a war, and he's going to set the world on fire. So if he is that guy, now folks, I'm not saying he is, but if he is, there's a chance he is, because I don't see anyone else doing what he's doing. If he's that guy, then I expect the next phase to start very soon. And right now he's back against the wall. His heels are dug in. They're attacking him, Donna. If he's not the Antichrist, he's going to get impeached and he'll go away. We'll be done with him.
Right.
And we'll have Pence, and then we'll have to pick up the pieces and rebuild.
We will have to start watching the world stage again.
But there's going to be a lot of rebuilding that needs to take place, because the church will then be in a mess. There's going to be a lot of relationships that will need to be restored, because there's a lot of hurt feelings, and people who were following him and were made promises about him. And then if he gets kicked out before he made America great, if that happens, by the way, if he gets kicked out or resigns and he doesn't finish what he was supposed to do, then Mark Taylor, for sure, that will prove that was all a fraud. It'll prove it. Now, I know his movie's about to come out to tell us that America's best days are ahead. So this is what we have facing us, folks. Now, please try to keep track of what I'm going to say right here. There are a number of possibilities that we're facing right now with Donald Trump. One of them is he goes away, he resigns, and then after he leaves the evangelicals and the elect and the remnant, you know, Donna, there's a lot of broken relationships out there because of Trump. And, you know, people were defending the truth, and then others were defending him, and they got mad at each other. Thanksgiving dinners. We've heard about a lot of broken relationships. Mm-hmm. But when Trump leaves, if he's not the guy and he just goes into the sunset, then we will have to do our Christian duty and people will have to extend olive branches one to another. The church will have to mend, right?
Mm-hmm. If he's not the guy.
If he's not the guy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the church will have to mend. Families will have to mend. And with time, time heals wounds. That's one possibility. Mm-hmm. I'll take that one. I'll take that one because Trump has just messed up everything already. He's destroyed the unity. The last fibers.
But he's revealed a lot of darkness.
He has brought disunity, but he has also been used to show the darkness of men's hearts. What's in there? And he's also been used to show, now, Donna, if he is not anything special and he just leaves, all of those prophecies that have been out there, not just from Mark Taylor, there's a bunch of them from those people. Mm-hmm. Trump's going to do this, 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 and this. He's the doorstop to the New World Order. Now, of course, if he leaves, they may resort back to that. Well, he tried and he was rejected. So the church didn't accept him. So we had our turn. Now the real doom's coming and people are going to get on board, but they will not see that they were led astray.
But the NAR is entrenched in our government. The Dominionist movement is entrenched in our government even. So I think they will just pick a new idol, the NAR, the Dominionist.
Trump Jr.?
Whomever they decide Ivanka? To push as the person that's going to bring the world under their imagined American theocracy that's going to dominate.
And who knows who that'd be? I was just throwing the name out because, you know, Donald Jr. Could he pull it off? I don't know. But I could see them.
With his second wife, after he dumped his first wife, yeah. And they'll...
I can see him rallying around that too. So, Jared Kushner, I don't know. But that's one possibility. If he is not the Antichrist and he resigns, then we'll have to do that. Pick up the pieces. The other possibility is that, you know, people say God placed him here to make America great. Now, I've heard some people say he's the forerunner to the Antichrist. He's not the guy, but he's the leader, the John the Baptist, to get us to the Antichrist. You know, that one's a little interesting. I have trouble with it, though, because does that mean that there will be two guys that brag that bad? Who can top Trump with the bragging? I don't even know if his son can. His son
I've
doesn't.
I've never seen his equal in arrogance.
Okay,
never.
Okay, so if he's the trailblazer, that means that the guy is going to have to be a clone of him somehow. And I don't know who that could be, but I can't imagine anyone being like him. But I will say this. Since Trump's been in office, I've been doing a lot of digging to confirm that my estimations are accurate, that America is Babylon. And I have found even more proof. I have found so much proof, ladies and gentlemen, in Hebrew words, in Aramaic words, in the originals, when you go into the Bible and you start dissecting. And I'm compiling all of that information and I'm hoping to present it in some kind of format, maybe a book or something that people can look at and see. Whoa, I never saw that one. I never thought about that one. I didn't know that verse was there. I didn't know that's what the original said. That's what I've been doing. So I'm compiling all of this. And during Donald Trump's short 2 years so far, it's helped me to find new stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's coming, ladies and gentlemen. I'll keep you abreast of that. But that's the other possibility. Now, what if Trump is the Antichrist or is not the Antichrist, but he's just a crazy, insane man. And when his back gets put against the wall, he doesn't want to lose power. And we see now what's the most important thing to him. What the most important thing to him is, and it's not the country, it's not America, it's not the Constitution, it's him.
Yes.
The most important thing to Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Not the evangelicals. Mm-hmm. Not the babies.
No, not even his children. He is the most important person to himself.
Okay, so if that's the case, I am concerned that he needs a diversion real quick. This is not something that will be a month from now or 2 months from now. He needs it now. And in order to get the heat off of him, he needs a major event to take place, whether it be a false flag or an international incident or a declaration of war.
It could be a natural disaster, too.
Helped by the new weapons that they have out there?
Yeah, it's very possible.
Weather control, send a big hurricane like to Hawaii?
I'm thinking earthquake.
An earthquake?
An earthquake would be probably the biggest, you know, like on the West Coast, something really big.
Okay, so it could also be a natural event.
That is helped by man.
That would scrub this stuff off the headlines real quick. Mm-hmm. If 100,000 people died in an earthquake on the West Coast or the New Madrid or...
We invade North Korea because talks break down.
The bottom line, Donna, this is what I'm trying to say. right now, Trump is very, very volatile. He is a nervous wreck. And I have heard reports from individuals who know him personally. I've heard reports from reporters who have been there to the White House. They have talked to other congresspeople who do meet with him in committee meetings, who meet with him because they're part of the State Department or they have security clearance and they have meetings with Donald Trump. And the report coming out from those who are in his presence just in the last few days, actually it's the last few weeks, they say, the reporting, so folks, please hear this. They are saying that Donald Trump is not the same person that he was just a few months ago. He doesn't talk the same. He doesn't think the same. He doesn't behave the same. He's behaving erratic. He'll start mumbling. He will just start talking about things that make no sense. And I don't know if it's because he's not getting enough sleep, Donna, or if he's on drugs, or if he has some
mental deterioration. I don't.
What is it? They say that his mind, they are very concerned that his brain, his faculties have diminished, and they are worried that he's going to do something crazy. The people around Trump right now are worried. And when they say crazy, they're talking about starting a war with North Korea or Iran. They're worried that he's going to do that, and he will sacrifice a number of Americans and human lives to save his hide, to divert what's going on. So that's why right now I need to share, and I need to make it, Donna, how do I communicate to the listeners out there that we are in the most volatile times? This is more volatile than when Obama was in office for his 8 years. This is the most volatile time in the last 2 years of Trump. Before Obama, we had, I don't know any other time that was this volatile. We're talking someone crazy enough, like a Kim Jong crazy, wacko crazy, Hitler crazy, to burn down the Capitol, the Capitol of the United States, or the Congress, or to shoot down a plane. Trump is crazy enough to do something like that.
One of the things you don't want in any president is unpredictability. We have great unpredictability with Donald Trump. That is the most frightening thing in any world leader. You go back and you look, even Hitler, he had a plan. It was to kill people, but it was his plan. Nobody really knows what Donald Trump's plan is.
We don't, but he needs a war. And I found it interesting. He said Pompeo, Mike Pompeo, is not going to go to Korea and talk to Kim Jong like it was scheduled because Korea is not complying with the denuclearization agreement. Folks, make note, they floated it.
Which we knew.
Trump floated for the first time that the North Korean talks are not going to... Well, he didn't say they're deteriorating. He's not making threats. It's not a headline yet. He floated. Pompeo's not going.
It was a very mild float. And which is unusual for Trump. He is not a mild floater. I mean, he had no problem calling Kim Jong-un names before.
So because of this, I could see us invading North Korea or dropping a bomb on them. Or, folks, this is bad. This is so bad what is about to happen because Trump's back is against the wall and he's not going to go down alone. He's going to go down fighting. He truly believes if anyone attacks him, you hit back harder. You never give up. You don't show weakness. You show anger and rage. And that's what we read in Daniel about the Antichrist. He's going to be enraged. So if Trump is the Antichrist, then I expect him to start a war with North Korea or Iran. Even South Africa, he's bringing up. He's tweeting about South Africa. Are we going to invade South Africa? And then we have him talking about the leaders of Venezuela.
Yes.
So where is it going to be? Or are we going to have a terrorist attack that he knows about? Now, let me add this real quick. This wasn't in my notes, Donna. I said this 2 years ago, and I say it because it's just a gut feeling that I have. I'm not saying it's a thus saith the Lord, folks, but it's just a gut feeling that I have. So it's in there. Two things. One of them is that Trump is going to use, if he stays in office, he's going to use, just like in Jericho, Donna, he's going to use mercenaries in the future wars, future occupation.
Who he's very connected with, mercenaries.
Blackwater.
Yes.
Is going to be used just like in Jericho. Folks, just watch that. Watch that. I have a gut feeling, and it won't leave, that that's going to happen. We will see him talking about that more and more in the future. And for all we know, they're already doing it. The other thing, I have a strong gut feeling. Again, it's not a thus saith the Lord, but I want it to be on record that a new terrorist group is going to rise up. Kind of like ISIS, they might be from the remnants of ISIS. And that's why I say like them, meaning they're going to be violent and scary. And like ISIS, it's going to be a different terror. It's a new boogeyman that's going to come. So Donna, I just have that gut feeling that a new terrorist group's going to rise. If it's from the spirit, we'll see, all right? But I expect it to come, and Trump's going to use it. It's going to be one that is funded by the CIA. It's recruited by us, but no one will know it. The narrative will be they're evil. Who are these people? Whoa, they just hurt America, this new group. Who are they? And Trump's going to say that they're horrible, and we have to go to that country and fight them, etc. So I see that one coming as well, Donna. So a new terrorist group and the mercenaries. And also, I'm very concerned that Trump's back is to the wall and a war is coming. So if that is to happen, how will the evangelicals treat it? How will it be treated? How will it be swallowed? How would it be?
Depends on what Trump tweets. If he tweets that this is what we're going to do, they'll all rah-rah behind it. And they'll say, what? You're for Muslims? You're not even a Christian. You're a Muslim. That's how it works.
Folks have argued against my proposition that Trump could be the little horn because they say, let's talk about this for a moment. They say the typical philosophy, traditional end time description that they will bring up something that they saw in Hollywood from a Tim LaHaye book or those movies that the Antichrist is going to be loved by everyone. So they say there's no way it could be Trump because the Antichrist is going to be loved. But ladies and gentlemen, there is not one verse in the Bible that says that. There is not one verse that says the Antichrist will charm the whole world.
No.
When we look at Daniel, all it says is he brags about himself and he will wear out the saints. He will cast out in the host of heaven. He will brag on himself. He'll know dark sentences. He'll
flatter and bring prosperity.
He will bring prosperity. That's one of his weapons. He will deceive with prosperity. He'll deceive with prosperity. But it doesn't say that everyone will love him.
And I'm going to beat my dead horse here. It doesn't make sense that the Lord Jesus, the God, would send us an Antichrist to fool the world. The world is lost. The world is on its way to hell. It is on the wide path to destruction. The only reason to send an Antichrist spirit is to fool Christians, believers, to define who has the oil in their lamp and who does not have the oil in their lamp, who is a sheep, who is a goat. That is why the Antichrist is coming, not to fool the world, but to delude those that can be deluded who are claiming to be Christians.
Donna, let's think about this. If Trump is the Antichrist, why did 80% of evangelicals in America vote for him? They go to church. How is that even possible?
Why would 80% of church-going evangelicals vote for a man who had three wives who cheated on every single one of his wives? I can't wrap my head around it. Not just one wife, not just two, three.
Well, one big reason that people have fallen for this is because it's true, Donna, they don't read their Bibles. They get their information from YouTube videos of individuals who are not even called of God to be teachers or preachers or pastors or evangelists. They don't have any of the spiritual gifts that Paul tells us about in Ephesians, and God gave evangelists, pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets. God gave those for the equipment of the saints for the work of ministry. But you have these people who were not sent by God.
They are not even qualified biblically to be teachers of any kind, let alone prophets and preachers.
Ladies and gentlemen, YouTube is saturated with a bunch of false teachers. It's saturated with false prophets. It's saturated with novices who don't know the Bible. It's saturated with people who cannot rightly divide the word of truth. It's saturated with people who do not know the whole counsel of God. It's saturated with individuals who do not understand the basic tenets of our Christianity. They don't understand salvation. They don't understand repentance. They don't understand holiness or righteousness, but they do understand, or they seem to understand, how to make Christian, quote unquote, YouTubes about X-file topics, things that are weird, things that are, you know, those scientific, like fringe type.
Aliens, fairies.
Exactly.
Bigfoot.
Satan had sex with Eve and, you know, all these weird type topics that do nothing. They do nothing to show people how to be vigilant. They do nothing to show people how to open up their eyes, how to get close to God, how to wear the robe of righteousness, how to repent, how to pray, how to worship. They do none of that, Donna. They just entertain. The people spend hour after hour after hour after hour learning, but never
coming to the knowledge of the truth.
And the Bible predicts that one too. Forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Folks, that's where we are now. You have all these YouTubes that are wasting your time.
And they take one verse completely out of context And they use it against people who are trying to bring the truth into the light, like don't cast stones. They don't even know what that verse actually is talking about. Judge not. And they'll take these one verses, and they're like the world when the world takes scripture out of context, throwing it at you and saying, you can't argue with that. That's the word of God.
Well, let's visit that one for a second, Donna. You said cast stones. All right. The account of the woman caught in adultery. She was caught. I don't know where the guy went, but she was caught. They bring her to Jesus. She's on the ground crying.
She's weeping.
Okay. And then Jesus has the exchange with the first stone and all that. Mm-hmm. And then the oldest first leave, and then the younger all leave. And then Jesus is just with her. And Jesus says, where are your accusers, woman? And she says, nowhere, Lord. And he says, well, go and sin no more.
Right.
So she was contrite. She was at his feet.
She was repentant.
She was repentant. She knows she was caught. When people try to use that example with Donald Trump, they're saying that Donald Trump is the woman caught in adultery and Donald Trump is laying on the ground in the dirt crying, oh no, they're going to stone me. Donald Trump, first of all, would not do that.
No.
He would not be contrite. He is not repentant. So he does not fit the role of the woman caught in adultery. The heart is not the same.
And bringing truth to light is not the same as stoning a person to death for their sin. They were going to kill her and take her life. And she was repentant. And she laid at Jesus' feet. Telling the truth about what he's lying about is not casting stones. That's pointing out truth.
Therefore, have nothing to do with the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. That's the
Amen.
Bible. And that's why we do this, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we come here and share this, even though we have contrary winds, even though we have opposition, we still have to share it because this is the battle that we're in. Jesus is coming to separate the sheep from the goats. He's coming to separate the wheat from the chaff. And I don't want to be caught off guard. Donna, if the Antichrist is working right now and he's Donald Trump, God forbid that I go to one of the Antichrist's rally and clap for him. Ladies and gentlemen, if he's the Antichrist, how is that going to look in the eyes of God? We are at a very volatile point right now. I've been watching all these developments. I'm watching Donald Trump, how he's behaving. For the ones that do have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, that's who this message is for. So my friend, if that may be you, I want to encourage you to continue being vigilant. And if some of you are hearing this information and you're scratching your head and you're saying, well, I don't want to be deceived, but I'm still not sure, Nathan. I really am not sure because my pastor, who I respect, likes Donald Trump and he has supported him and he's promoted him. So how can my pastor be wrong? This is how I'll answer it. It says in James, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives liberally. Because the man who doesn't have wisdom and who is double-minded, it's going to be like that boat.
Unstable in all his ways, tossed to and fro.
So double-mindedness about Donald Trump is not affordable for you, my friend. It's not affordable for you or your family. And I want to encourage you to get along with God and ask him to open your eyes. Ask him. Say, God, if Nathan's right about Donald Trump, and if not about him being the Antichrist, but is Nathan correct that Donald Trump is actually evil? Is he not this guy that I've been told, you know, in these prophecies that he's the savior and the Messiah and the doorstop and he hates the new world order. He's draining the swamp and all this. If that's not true, God, open my eyes and show me. That's all you got to do, folks. Ask God to remove the scales if there's scales there. And then when you hear or read the words of Donald Trump in a rally, when he makes a claim, do yourself a favor, my friend, and actually fact check what he says. See if it's true.
That doesn't mean go to Fox News. It means go to several sources. There's always when you fact check, you'll always get to the bottom of it. And that's where you need to go to find the truth.
Just go to Google and type in Donald Trump or just type in Trump. I do that every morning and afternoon and night. I type in Trump on Google in the news section and it'll bring up all of the sound bites and reports and things that have happened that day involving him. And they're reports, folks. It's not fake news. They're actually reports with the citations that you will not hear on Fox News. Drudge won't talk about it, but the truth is out there. And you know what's amazing? Yesterday, I did a Facebook post and I said, okay, the truth is out. Cohen revealed that Trump's been lying about those payouts. Now we know. We got hate instantly, Donna, from other Facebook people saying, you're making that up. That's fake news. Cohen didn't do that. Where did you hear that? When it's the number one story in the world at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
How can it be the number one story in the world, in Britain, in Russia? They're talking about it. It's everywhere. How can it be the number one story? Cohen actually provided the paperwork and the audio, and it's all there, the proof.
Yes.
It's all there. But these Christian, these evangelical Trump supporters say it's not true. So my friend, don't be like that, because that makes a person look silly if the house is on fire and they're standing there saying, nuh-uh. It makes the person look silly. Didn't happen, nuh-uh. It just looks silly. So as Christians, we must love the truth, because God was real clear also. He told us that the man of sin will not be revealed until, what did it say, Donna? 2 Thessalonians 2, we are told the weather, the spiritual weather and atmosphere that would be in existence when this guy shows up. And isn't it interesting, Donna, that the opening chapters before this guy shows up is the attitude of the church toward the truth, toward truth. And we try to share truth and they don't like it, Donna. They get mad at us. What does it say? Go ahead and read it. Start in verse 1.
Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, who opposes and exalts above all that is called God or that
is... Okay, let me stop for a second, Donna. It said the day, the Lord's coming, the rapture, the harvest. That's the very end result, right?
Yes.
So if we go backwards from that, Jesus, the coming of Jesus will not happen. The first thing that is mentioned is what?
The falling away comes first.
The falling away of evangelicals, Christians are going to fall away from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Fall away from God, fall away from the faith. They're falling away. And then when the falling away comes, does it say the tribulation starts? No. Then what happens?
Then the man of sin is revealed.
Okay, so we have the falling away of the church, and then he shows up.
Yeah.
That doesn't say the tribulation starts and then everyone falls away.
It doesn't say the rapture starts and then everyone falls away.
It says we have a falling away and then he shows up. Mm-hmm. Well, right now we have a falling away. People don't want the truth. The NAR invasion has occurred and now Donald Trump has shown up. The falling away and then the man of sin is revealed first. Verse 9.
The coming of the lawless one according to the work of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved.
So we have the great falling away and then he shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why will he show up, Donna? Because they don't have what?
Because they don't love the truth. They don't love it.
They would rather argue with you and tell you you're a liar. It's fake news. I'm not going to believe you when we have proof.
Yes. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Pleasure in unrighteousness. Donna, you will cite the misdeed, you know, of the day of
yes.
Trump. Now the maid, the new one today is the maid. Okay,
the possible love child.
Okay, so the doorman of Trump Tower had to sign a non-disclosure agreement with threats of lawsuit, $1 million, we'll take away your farm and everything. You'll be destitute. Don't you dare tell everybody. But why did he sign it? Because the doorman, it came out today. And by the way, he sold the story to the National Enquirer, that same guy, Pecker.
Yes.
That deceiver. The doorman sold the story thinking
it was $30,000.
Thinking it was going to be published, and they buried it.
It was in the safe.
The safe. They killed the stories.
Yeah.
So they pay for these stories and then kill them.
Oh.
And that account is telling us that Trump had an affair with who?
The maid.
And what happened?
They had a child. That's why the Enquirer bought it, so he couldn't talk about it, because it was a story about Trump having an affair with a maid that produced a child.
And now we have the truth coming out. Mm-hmm. That's going to come in the next few days. We'll be hearing about this. Trump has...
And that is unrighteous.
When the truth comes out about this and we start discussing it, because it's unrighteous, we're going to have quote-unquote evangelicals who will come to you and get mad at you and say... Whatever. We'll have the Liberty University guy, Jerry Falwell Jr., make another excuse.
David had an affair, so it's okay. We'll hear it.
They will dismiss the unrighteousness.
But they are dismissing also 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 12, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Condemned for not believing truth.
So this is more than just an opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why it's so important. Because you either are on the side of truth or not. There can't be both.
And this isn't even about Donald Trump. This is about the church. The church has denied truth. They have denied morality. They have denied character as important. In the case of Donald Trump, it could be any man that they are denying it, but they deny it because they are fed lies by the fake preachers out there who tell them that none of this matters. None of this is true. It doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters to God. It mattered to God when Bill Clinton was president. It mattered to God when Hillary was running for president. And it matters now that Trump is president.
Truth matters because they had no love for the truth. I love the truth. I want the truth. I want to know the truth. I don't want to be led astray. I don't want to be tricked. I don't want to be deceived. Who wants to be lied to?
I don't want to step off the narrow path. That my greatest fear is stepping off the narrow path. I want to follow Jesus.
Amen. What is the final thought of this? The final thought is we are in a dire straits right now, folks. Trump's against the wall and something's going to happen. Something is going to give, and I am very concerned that it's going to be an ugly thing. I'm concerned it's going to be a war, a false flag, a terrorist attack. Something is coming, folks. You know, Donna, in 2010, I had a dream, prophetic dream, about the fox and the hen house.
Mm-hmm.
And in that dream, I saw a bird land in our, you can find it, it's on the website. I saw a bird land in the chicken yard. I thought at first it was a turkey, and I got closer and I saw it was a bald eagle, but he was real skinny, and he was dragging himself on the ground, hungry, skinny, and he went to our chicken nesting boxes, and then we had eggs in there, and he had wings that he was dragging himself with, but they were bat wings. And there was fingers on the end of them, like a bat.
Like talons?
Yeah, like little talons. Mm-hmm. And he reached inside and broke it, and the yolk got on the wingtip, and he would start licking it, and it made him stronger. And then he stood up because he finally ate enough to stand up. And when the bald eagle stood up, his back was to me, but he turned orange. And this is in my dream. I have it published in 2010. He turned orange. And then, as I was looking at him, I was thinking, this is weird. He's turning orange, and then his whole body turned orange, and I thought, well, he's not a bald eagle anymore. He's an orange eagle, a golden eagle. He's orange. And then his head turned into a fox head, a red, mm-hmm. orange fox, mm-hmm. turned, and he grinned at me on the body of this eagle, and the dream was over. And for the longest time, I have shared that here and there. It's been on the website. I've shared it several times. And there's a lot of information to that. The nest eggs are going to be broken by the bald eagle, eaten. That told me that at some point the retirement funds will be taken. But the thing I never realized until today, I was just thinking about this. The eagle turned orange. Donald Trump's orange.
Yeah. And in light of your other dream.
In the other dream I had, the pterodactyl was flying over in the sky, and I thought it was a pterodactyl or a giant bat. It had bat wings.
Mm-hmm.
It was orange. It was about 50 feet wide. A human body. Donald Trump's face was gliding right over it. I've talked about this. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me days after when I was seeking him, that was a principality, a deceiving spirit that had been released over America to go deceive America. And it was a principality. It was demonic, evil. But I saw what it looked like, and it had a human body with bat wings, with the little talon things again on the tip. So I'm wondering, Donna, because today I brought it out to you, and I said, Donna, remember we were talking mm-hmm. earlier?
Yes.
I believe that God was revealing Donald Trump. The mm-hmm. spirit behind Donald Trump, this orange deception. So the bald eagle turned orange. This is in 2010, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people out there, they say, Nathan, you make up your dreams. They're not real. That's in your fantasy, in your head. This thing was shown in 2010. It was orange. Mm-hmm. How is that a coincidence?
Right.
In 2015 or 2014, actually, the midterm, I had the dream about the elephants that were in the freeway,
right
in the right lane, and they started, something spooked them, started running, they started trumping. All of the elephants were trumping, yes. with that sound, trump, and they were spooked and they ran and then exited. You know, I've talked about that dream, the trump of the elephants.
Right.
In my prophecy, when I wrote it in 2014, I said they started trumping the orange, and then we have in 2010, the orange, we have the Donald Trump principality. So the Lord did reveal these things in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason that we didn't get deceived.
We weren't sucked into the Trump universe.
And then when we look in the Bible, we see
the character.
We can read his character in the little horn. It's mm-hmm. incredible, Donna.
It is.
he is described perfectly in Daniel 7 and 8. Folks, go read Daniel 7 and 8. Read it. Look at it. It describes Donald Trump. Here's another one. You know, I'm trying to put the pieces together, Donna, where we are in the timeline. I've shared this also as well. And folks, you might, if you're a regular listener, you've heard this. In Revelation 17, it talks about the woman, Mystery Babylon. Mm-hmm. On her forehead, it had the words Babylon the Great.
Yes.
On her forehead. Mystery Babylon is America, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I believe most of our listeners are on the same page with that. Isn't it interesting? The Bible says on their forehead, it said great. All those Trump rallies have Make America Great on the baseball cap, on their forehead, the word great. This is something I just found out. I was curious. I decided to look at the original meaning of that prophecy. Mm-hmm. So if you go, and folks, you can do this yourself. In Revelation, when it talks about Mystery Babylon the Great, the word for great in the original Greek, great. Now, I'm proposing, Donna, that it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That Babylon the Great is Trump with his baseball cap is fulfilling that prophecy of mm-hmm. Babylon the Great. When you look at the original word for great, it is M-E-G-A-S, megas.
That is really close. I mean, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the word for Babylon the Great is megas. You can look it up yourself, M-E-G-A-S. For megas, you know, yes. We get mega from great. But
megalomaniac.
But when you look at what Trump, MAGA is the acronym, and then Babylon the Great is megas. MAGA, mm-hmm. megas, it's close. When you look at Daniel 7 and 8, and he magnified himself, the word for magnified means he made himself great. In Daniel 7, he magnified himself. He was bragging that he was great. So great, in the words of the prophecy about the little horn, describes the way he's going to behave, that he'll call himself great. It's in Daniel 7 and 8. Great. Look at the original words, folks. Trump magnifies himself and uses the word great a lot. Daniel 7 talks about great and mag. Folks, the case is building. It's before our eyes. So is this concerning? You bet it is, because I don't want to stand before God, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan, that was kind of good. You did Watchman's Cry and you threw out sermons every now and then. But why did you convince the people listening to you to follow the Antichrist? Why'd you do that? Donna, can you imagine a preacher being asked that question? And we have these watchmen out there who are pointing people toward Trump.
And, and you will notice the difference, though, in them, Nathan, is that when you talk about a dream or a prophecy that the Lord has given you, and the Lord can pour out a prophecy on anyone he wants, but you always say, but look at this, go back to this part of the Bible and see that it lines up with Scripture. When the NAR puts out a prophecy, they just make these wild proclamations, and they never direct you back to the Word of God. Or if they do, it's only like, oh, here's this little verse that talks about how much money you're going to have and how God wants to bless you. But they don't point back to the hard words of Jesus Christ and of His Word in the Bible.
Well, we have to, the Word is our light, right? So it has to line up. I know there's haters out there, and they say that I make false prophecies. I know that, Donna. They build websites and they talk about it on forums, and that's okay. That's mm-hmm. fine. Take it or leave it. I'm just sharing what the Lord gave.
Yeah.
They can take it or leave it. They don't have to believe it.
No.
But I know one thing. These were warnings from God, and they have helped us to stay afloat and pointed and
on the narrow path.
Amen. Indeed. So anyway, folks, this has been a long program, but please think about what we're sharing right here. There's a lot more coming. And yes, I am compiling all this information into a book. So I'm working on that too as well. Donna, you have any last words?
I just want to say to all of our listeners who are hurting and who are suffering that we hear you and we love you and we pray for you. And just know that God hears you too. And He's holding your tears in His little cup in heaven.
Amen. And since you bring that up, Donna, we're going to be doing some future programs because we were talking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
If we are this far along, that means the tribulation is either it's very close or it's already started.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then we can expect that God's people and our listeners are going to have to endure a lot of challenges, Donna. It's going to be harder. Yeah. It's going to be a lot harder because the Bible says Satan was given power to overcome the saints. And
if you're a saint, he's going to come after you.
He's going to be attacking. You know, traditionally, when people would read that, they would think Satan was given power to overcome. People took that as meaning Satan's going to arrest them, throw them in a concentration camp, and chop off their head.
And we're going to be in the woods running from Satan.
But the real meaning is during the tribulation, he's going to be coming against people in their house, at their work, during the tribulation.
Think about
Peter.
As
they survive. Yes.
When you're tired and you're worn out and you're broken, that's when he's going to attack you.
And he's wearing down the saints. He was given authority to wear down the saints. So my friends, these are very important times to be aware. It is not the time to be sitting on our hands and thinking prosperity rescued us, take a break, take a vacation, sabbatical from God or from the vigilance, or take a break from all the doom, etc. We are there. So folks, I want to sound the alarm that the saints of God need to put on the battle armor. It's time for us to put on our battle gear, get the sword. We have to learn to use the sword, the Bible done it.
Yes.
Our shield of faith, we have to polish that thing, take it out of the closet. Some folks have theirs in the closet, but it's time to take it out. Shield of faith, and start practicing faith and learning how to use it. Folks forgot, Donna.
Mm-hmm. Well, even I could improve in my daily
reading. We can
and
all
my
improve.
Study.
All of us can improve. I'm not saying we're better than anyone else.
Yeah.
We can all improve. The helmet of salvation, mind of Christ. How do you get the helmet of salvation? Well, first of all, you repent, and then we put it over our head, and we learn new thoughts. We learn to think different. That's the mind of Christ. Helmet of salvation, that comes from the Word. Put on the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Put on the mind of Christ. Meaning, not the mind of some crazy YouTuber trying to convince and brainwash.
Yes, exactly. Because then, after you have on the mind of Christ and you go hear the crazy YouTuber, you will know that it is not the mind of Christ.
The breastplate of righteousness, Donna, that's holy living. That is the righteous, right.
Mm-hmm.
What is right?
Amen.
It's on our heart. It guards our heart. Right living, right thoughts, purity. So when we hear that Donald Trump likes to molest women, it grieves us. And we're going to say, ew.
Yes, that's vile
don't say,
and disgusting.
We don't say, so what? We don't say, well, it's not as bad as this person. No, if we have the righteousness,
then all sin will offend us.
Right, so that's the armor of God, righteousness. Loins of truth. Oh boy, men, loins of truth. That means keep it in your pants, folks.
Women too. Quit trying to be sexy for every guy that walks down the street. Quit taking sexy selfies. Don't tempt your brothers.
Loins of truth. That wasn't an accident that's in there.
No.
You have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That means peace. You have an olive branch in your hand, not a hatchet, ready to attack anyone that also wants truth. Wow, I keep saying we're done, and then I throw this out because there's so much I want to share, but we're going to have to end it. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. We appreciate you. And folks, please don't forget about us. If you see the value of what we're doing, again, as I said earlier, we need your support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website at watchmanscry.com and contact us there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, God bless you, folks. Stay vigilant. Stay safe. And folks, stay awake. In the next week to 2 weeks, it's going to be an interesting ride. It's going to be very interesting. And I pray that he doesn't pull the cord on something or push a lever. I just pray he doesn't. But I'm very concerned. So pray.
And stay in the Word.
Stay in the Word. All right, folks. Well, God bless you. Stay safe. Stay vigilant. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.